Good morning, everybody. Today, I wanted to speak to you about a really important topic, and it's really frustrating for some people and why you can't stick to healthy habits. So as many people understand, we have great desires, wants to create healthy habits in our life. We know exactly what we need to do. We know why we need to do it because we don't feel well, we're not doing all the things we know we should, but why can't we stick with it? Well, I think we're in a different world than we were, let's say 200, 300 years ago. We don't have as many, maybe there were more physical demands on our life, but I think there's so much mental clutter that's occurring that it really doesn't allow us the capacity to create space to generate change. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that today, because I found that working with thousands of patients over two decades, and really my primary focus and always my joy was helping people find wellness, I've learned some really valuable lessons. And doing going on eight years of the podcast and interviewing people who've been successful. And again, like I said, working with patients who are also successful. By the way, if you're needing some help and want to join, check out the Healing Kitchen and the Psychology of Weight Loss. And I'm going to be launching a cholesterol glucose mastermind within the next 2 months. So if you're not on our email list, please go join at drmarbus.com. Consider joining the Healing Kitchen. We meet weekly, great stuff. Psychology of Weight Loss, you get the course, the ebook, and free monthly coaching for life as long as you need it. And I'm physically alive to do it. So anyway, with that all in mind, let's talk about why we can't stick to the healthy habits. Well, let's break it down. You know me, I like lists, guys. So let me pull up my list. All right. Oh, I lost you there for a second. Here we go. And number one, well, first of all, you got to know where you are, right? So let's start with a self-assessment and goal setting. So really, we just need to identify those unhealthy habits and thoughts. And thoughts are really key here, because thoughts equal beliefs, equal behaviors, equal outcomes. And once you understand that, you can start working on this. It's not even a doing, it's just being aware. Because when you're aware of it, it's amazing how simply it will dissolve. And the more you do that, the easier it gets, and the less of those unhelpful thoughts you will have. So number one, just kind of reflect on your daily routines and mindset, right? So really think about the behaviors and thought patterns that aren't serving you or your well-being. And then maybe just think about one or two healthy habits that you want to focus on. And they could be mental, they could be physical. Really make sure that these are what we call SMART goals, right? They're specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. For example, let's say you wanted to start a walking habit, okay? Number one, let's make this specific. We want to walk 10 minutes a day. It's measurable, it's 10 minutes, it's achievable, it's only 10 minutes. It's relevant because it helps you move, and it's time-bound, meaning I want to start, let's say, tomorrow. And for the next month, that's what I'm going to do. So that would be the SMART goal of walking, okay? And it doesn't have to be walking. It can be anything you want. I'm just setting you some pretty clear steps on what I've seen work with patients and myself. Number two, prioritize and simplify. This is really, really important, because the more complicated it is, the less likely it's going to be done, right? You need to improve your ability to do something, and that's by simplifying and prioritizing. Prioritizing really sets your intention, because where you set your intention and then you give it attention. So remember, attention kind of gives you motivation, and intention will just take off, right? So really, really important there that you understand and clarify. So how do you prioritize tasks? Really just determine which one are essential and they align with your goals, right? So focus on activities that add value to your life and the value of others. Next, you want to simplify your environment. So declutter your physical and digital spaces, right? A tidy environment can lead to a clearer mind and reduce stress. I can't even tell you how important this is. You could start by just making your bed every morning. I think there was a famous graduation speech that some army colonel, general, or somebody gave to someone, and it went viral, because the one thing he said to be successful in life is make your bed. Because if you can do the simple things in life, you're going to be able to do the little bit more difficult things in life. But we can make everything simple. If we look at it, as what can I do in this moment? Not thinking about the future so much of like, oh, I'm worried about next week and 1 year from now, but what can I do in this one moment to simplify what's going on in my life? So let's say that you've got a ton of junk emails and they just clutter up your emails and it takes time to go through them. Take a little bit of time to unsubscribe or put those, mark those as junk so they don't come back to your email box, right? You know, what in your schedule can you declutter in the sense of that you don't necessarily need to? Is it watching television in the evening? Is it stopping yourself from scrolling, right? So maybe you put a little, there's these little apps, these little blockers you can put on your phone so you don't jump on to the scrolling desk scroll, right? So where can you clear time in your schedule? Are these extra meetings that you don't need? Meetings just kill the soul. Yeah, so just start thinking about that, right? So where can you clean or declutter your physical space and your digital space? Before you know it, there's going to be some decluttering of your mind because that will decrease stress. And once you clean it out, don't start adding back to it. Awareness. Okay, next is develop a structured routine. Routines can go on autopilot. It makes less stress, right? You can have some flexibility in routine, but you really need to develop routine. For example, walking every morning. This is my routine. I get up, I take care of the dog, unload the dishwasher, I drink my water, and I head out the door because that is how I set my intentions for the day. That's where I do my mindfulness. You may need to do something else. I've created my life to literally allow me to do that. And you can do the same, but it's going to take some intentional focus. And it may require some hard discussions with people saying, I can't do this anymore. I know I said I would, but I really can't, because you've got to start taking care of yourself. All of this will simplify and de-stress your life. Okay, so routine creation really is a matter about creating the time for healthy habits, such as exercise, your meditation, reading, again, whatever that is. You can use time management things like calendars, planners. I'll just tell you what I do. Someone asked me, how do I do everything I do? I went through medical school with three little kids, published 7 books, did a double MD, MDA, and I'm nothing special, but I am a time organizer iniciato, right? So I have a book, just one of these regular books. I write a daily task list. These are things. And then I prioritize the top 3 things that I need to get done that day, right? Once that's done, I have a work list and a personal list. And I'm okay if the other stuff then gets done, it just rolls over to the next day, right? But then as I see the list growing, I was like, do I really need to do that? And I'll cross it off, right? Or maybe I see something that I'm not truly enjoying. If you see there's a task or thing in part in your life that's taking a lot of time and it doesn't bring you joy, it brings you stress and you're just not feeling one with it, do what you need to do to finish that. Package it up and let it go, right? So just remember, some things will come into your life that appear at first to be very helpful, and you realize they're not. It's okay to let those go. You don't have to keep hanging on to them. You really don't. Things in this life come and go. Change is the only constant. Just remember that. So there's one thing in my time schedule that takes up a lot of time. I see it. There's a date that it'll be done. I'm not going to redo that, right? That allows me, one, knowing that I'm only going to be bringing to my routine things that are going to be beneficial to myself and allow me to create and move forward and work by providing the stuff that I want to for my audience, which is I want to bring people, one, to understand that they can change their life, right? You can be present. You can be living a different quality of life by just adjusting a few things, and then it will snowball. You will become friends with life. It's crazy how this works, but it really does. So anyway, this is the routine part, right? So there's some helpful there. So I do my list, but then I also have, I have an Apple computer. I use the calendar. I put everything on that that calendar. All my Google Meets and stuff. I say, please send me a Google invite. It's added to my Apple calendar. I invite people to my meetings. I have Zoom. And if it's not on my calendar, it's probably not going to happen. Because I won't remember, because that's how I work. And if it's not on my list, it's probably not going to get done because I don't want to worry about the mental space to try to remember something. Now, if I'm walking something or I was like, oh, I need to do that, I will write it down or put it in my notes in my phone, and then I have it, and then I'm not worried about forgetting it. The other thing that I do, this top, the top three things is my paper list of things to do, my calendar, and I clear my email as quickly as possible because the email thing just bugs the heck out of me. Yeah, I can't let that overtake my head and brain. That is just how I work, guys. I just want you to start thinking about there are ways you can be the architect of your life by doing some simple things. Simplify, simplify, simplify. You're going to be creating space. And I want you to remember that word is space. You're creating time, space, mental space, physical space. Life gets much easier. There we go. Sorry, I got a phone call on my phone I'm using for Instagram Live. So next is mindfulness and meditation. I can't tell you the importance of doing this. This should be honestly your highest priority above all things, above a plant-based diet, above exercise, because if you can get your head right, you can do so much. And your desire to do things change. The things you want to do change. And what does that mean, practicing mindfulness? Well, it's just coming into the present moment. And I know I keep saying this, but it's pretty simple. It's not even a doing. It's just being aware. So I literally have a ring that I created. It says, breathe. You can come into the present moment by breathing, right? Just focusing in on your breath, a few deep breaths. You can feel your body. There's a few different ways. I've been thinking about how to simplify this, but 4 S's of gratitude. So sight, what is something right now that I can see that I'm grateful for? I have a little bonsai tree here that I'm grateful for. What can I sense with my hearing? What is sound? I hear the birds chirping. That is what I'm thankful for. Next sensation, I can feel my heart beating. Okay, that's a sensation. Yep. So you have sight. You can do smell as well. And there's some aroma. So for me, it would be tea. Now you could add taste on there, but I know that's not always convenient. Nor do I necessarily want you eating something when you're not hungry, but think about maybe if you just do 3 S's, it's sight, sound, and sensation. That could be simple too. But again, whatever those things need to be, bring you into that present mindful moment, right? We're getting out of our heads. We spend, I believe, if I recall, I'll have to look up the study, out of every 60 minutes, 50 plus of those minutes are spent in the future or in the past. There's nothing we can do about the past. We associate ourselves with the past, we create stories from the past, which really pulls our energy from this current moment. That is only living because we give it attention, right? The future, yes, we need to plan, but if we just do some general planning and then we can make very specific plans if you need to, and then decide what can I do in this moment to make that happen. But the important thing is to detach any emotion to that plan. Let's say you have plans of, I don't know, writing a book for in the next 6 months. Okay, that's great. You set aside, this is what I daily need to do. If you don't make it, great. If you do make it, that's great too. But understand things will happen and each moment will change. But when you create flexibility and space, you probably will get that done. But when you make it like, it's just one more thing I got to do, it's going to be really hard to stick with it, right? Because we just feel like there's one, we take on too much, and two, we're just stacking things on top of it. We're already so busy in this world. Okay. And next, you can do regular meditation. For me, I found sitting and meditating is really hard. I feel like it's a friction. I'm sure there's ways that people can do that. For me though, I find just this the practice of mindful movement is so incredibly rewarding for me. The moving of my body, which I need to do more of, as many of us do, and being in nature, even if it's within my neighborhood, I can see birds, I can see trees, I see the sky, I can see mountains, seeing whatever you see. That is so incredibly beneficial. So for me, I can also do mindful meditation or mindful movement with chopping vegetables, eating, drinking, walking. Even during my formal exercise time, I still try to be very mindful and present during that time. All right, next. Limit your exposure to negativity, guys. Oh, please, please understand how important this is. When you're watching television shows or watching movies that are violent and upsetting, Do you not think this has an impact on you? It absolutely does. What are your children watching? What are you listening to on Instagram or YouTube or other things? Limit yourself to negativity. You know, think about what you're doing with your digital consumption and the people that you're surrounding yourself with. What can you do to improve that situation? So just be mindful, limit it to minimal as you can. If you like to watch TV and news that upsets you, why? If you want to be informed, do it in a way that is going to be less emotionally toxic. And the other pieces is actually improving the positive around you, right? So what can you start incorporating into your life that brings more positivity? Is it more positive music? Is it more positive TV shows? If you're going to be watching television, you'll be thinking about, are these informative and helpful to you in your life, instead of pulling you back into a space where we're not thinking and that we're having, again, toxic emotions because we're associating with the toxic emotions that we're being pulled into, right? If you're following people on Instagram that don't make you feel well, unfollow them. It's okay. If you have friends on Facebook that cause you anxiety, unfollow them. You can still be friends. They'll think you're friends, but you don't have to follow them, right? Again, it's okay. The same thing with the big people in your life. Now, you guys, people who are living under your roof, that's a different situation. That may be replaced for counseling, or I'm not going there right now, but I'm just saying, when you have friends and other family, you can also decide how you react, right? So that being present in mindfulness in the presence of others who you struggle with, just remember you get to decide how you react. And by being present in that moment, taking those breaths, being grateful for the opportunity where you are in that day, in that moment, will help you deal with those people. I promise. If you'll just take us, it's such the biggest gift that's ever been given to me. I hope that you guys are going to take this. Moving on, incorporate physical activity, right? So physical activity can improve your mental and physical health, right? It can increase your energy. It can help you manage stress and anxiety. But you want to choose things that are enjoyable. You can do, again, my thing is walking right now, hiking, rucking. I also like to do some resistance training. Some days are more struggles than others, but I know it's important, so I do it. What are those things you can do? Biking, pickleball, tennis, golfing, I don't know, whatever it is you like. Dancing, Zumba, I don't know. Whatever it is for you, try to figure out what that is that you enjoy, because you're more likely to do it. And you can do it in small spaces. You don't have to do it like for an hour every single day, but you may find yourself that you actually naturally start building more time in your life to do more of those physical activities. Next, really think about seeking support and accountability, because there's nothing more wonderful than actually having a friend or family member that you can bring along with you on these, you know, adventure, this healthy habit formation. And it really just improves your social support when you're struggling. But again, sometimes we need professional help too. Maybe you get a physical trainer, lots of things to do. Next, just take some time, give yourself 30 days to start adjusting and doing these things and reflect and adjust, right? So really just maybe on a monthly basis, some people do it on a weekly basis, sitting back and reflecting, okay, how did this week go? Or how did this month go? Did I do the things I wanted to do? How do I feel about it? What is your inner wisdom saying about what you've decided to do? And, you know, but the first thing you need to go is, do I need to clear more space? That would be my first question I would tell you. How can I clear more space in my life? And it's okay to say no. You don't have to say yes to everything that everybody asks you. That was one of the hardest things I've learned. And you absolutely deserve time to yourself, so that you have mental space to take care of you. And it doesn't have to be a 4-hour morning routine. That's insanity. What you do need to do, though, is clear out all that extra stuff that you don't need, doesn't need your attention. And maybe you need to put some other system in place, delegate, I don't know. But if you're feeling overwhelmed with, let's say, just cooking healthy meals, something in your life has to shift, right? Maybe it's the kids don't need to be in 5 different sports all at once. Maybe you don't have to be a part of 3 different groups that require time to meet every other week. Again, just think about where you can scale back. And this year has been that way for me. I've been very thoughtful of where I want to, how I want to create my life, and very intentional, because I've always been that one. I'll just keep doing. People are like, Lori, you're like a workaholic. You're like a little Energizer bunny. It's like, I've gone through so many years and decades of that. I wasn't happy about it, right? I did what had to be done just because I can accept the fact that I said yes and I will honor my commitments. But when I had the ability and I understood that actually I do have a choice in most every single circumstance. Now, most of these things that we do, sometimes we do have that choice, sometimes we don't, and that's okay. That's a time just for acceptance to understand I'm going to embrace the suck, but only I decide if it's going to be sucky or not, right? So I have to fold clothes. It's okay. So I learned to enjoy folding clothes, right? So it goes from acceptance of the current life circumstances to actually enjoyment. And then I get excited about stuff. So when I'm enthusiastic and it stays, that enthusiasm builds, I know I'm in the right direction because I'm living my purpose in life. And part of that that I get so much enthusiasm about is sharing these type of things and tips with you that I myself have done and have failed at multiple times. I'm going to wish you all well and joy and love and peace and harmony, and know that you're amazing and worth everything here. So thank you for being with me today, and I will be back tomorrow.